expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. Today I've got a mixed bag of guests. I have very nice Les Nichols, who's going to be talking to us about some enhancements that they're giving the teachers from his auto store, which is
Fairbanks Nissan.
But the mixed bag comes teamed with the person who's in here with him, upper management for me, Melissa Burnett, who's also on
the school board.
Yeah, so it's a day about schools now. Now, Les, you're giving $100,000 of different programs that your company can give, car washes, tune-ups.
Well, we made it really simple. So basically what happened was we got a phone call. You know, you have teacher appreciation events during the year, mm-hmm. but the SPED department often moves within the schools from this school to that school and sometimes get left out of that. So Kate Hall reached out to Brandy Hardy, said, hey, you know, we don't have money in the budget for you know, coffees or donuts or anything to say thank you. Can you help? Brandy got a hold of me and said, hey, can you do anything? And so this went back to, you know, when I campaigned and I said, we really need to create a community of support around our teachers.
Yes.
Around our educators. And let's broaden that term a little bit. And so this was a good time to try that on because, you know, we talked about it, looking for the right place, and this seemed like the right time to do it. So what we did was I got, so I own two companies. I own Fairbanks Nissan as well as Sundog CrossFit. And we
nice sweater.
You like the sweatshirt? Yep.
Representation.
We're shout out for his other business.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know we got time there. If you want to get some gym time, we can get there. But yeah, what we did was we gave out $128,000 in certificates. So we started with things that we know that teachers need. Right. So teachers are at work during most shop hours. So it's tough to get the basic maintenance done. So we threw out a $450,000. Oil changes, so about $45,000 worth of oil changes. And we told them, look, we know you're working. Just give us a call. We can come down, grab the car, get it done, bring it back to you. Then we, from the Sundog, we gave 450 one-month memberships. And then we gave 450 in-body scans, which is a body composition scan. And what that does is, you know, you get on our machine and it tells you what you're made of. I thought it was really funny during the, you know, as we...
I would avoid that myself.
You know, it's very funny you say that because as we handed them out, a lot of teachers said, I don't want to know what I made of.
That sugar and spice and everything. Yeah.
So there's a sequence there. If you use the gym membership first, then you use the in-body scan. That way you can say, now what am I made of?
So. Or actually what I do is I do the in-body body scan. And then the gym, then after that, then the in-body scan again, see how I did.
Right.
Yep. That's what I do.
It's a good way to do it. Yeah. But if you're scared, you know, you can leave it for the end.
I'm not scared.
Here's the thing.
I just like being dumb.
Those machines, though, they can be kind of scary. I get it. I 100% get that. They can be, mm-hmm. you know, a little like, really?
Knowledge will set you free.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's tough for a lot of people. I'll talk about teachers in general because mm-hmm. they're in a classroom and they don't get to move as much as, you know, most people would think they do.
It's a fixed time frame in a fixed location.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, they get to move around the classroom some, but it's tough to get enough exercise in.
Yeah.
So thankfully at the gym, we've got our first class, which I coach 3 days a week, is 5:15 in the morning. And then our last class in the evening is at 7:30. So we've got lots of opportunities for people to get in between.
Good for you. Good for you. And how are you going about distributing these?
So Kate came up. Kate Hall, the director of special education, put together a very precise schedule of we're going to this school and then we're going to this school and then we're going to this school. It was a machine, and we went around and hand delivered those. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. It was good to meet the teachers. I actually couldn't make the first day because I was in Juneau. But the second day, I got to go around. I had some of my people go with her on the first day. But the second day, we got to go around and say hi to everybody. And, this is the thing, is we're talking about retention and appreciation. Appreciation is a huge part of retaining your staff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
SPED teachers in particular are really difficult to recruit. Even if you've got a teacher that you think might be a good SPED teacher, a lot of them don't want to take the courses. They don't want that certification because they worry that it's going to pigeonhole them into a part of the career that they really may not be leaning towards. So when you do have SPED certified teachers, super important to make sure you hang on to them. And so when they start feeling the pressures of, the school districts, we got budget issues and they may cut positions, and you really want to make sure that those people feel appreciated, mm-hmm. and valued, because you can't afford to lose them.
No, you can't.
You absolutely can't. And, in a time where our budget deficits are really the conversation everywhere. I mean, it's the education is taking the breathing room out of everything right now. And so
Nothing else matters.
And it's a very contentious and it's a very emotional, it's a very hard budget season. And so to do something like this and offer this up, it also kind of just boosts that morale of, hey, okay, people are thinking about us. This isn't just a everything is bad kind of situation. This is like, hey, look, we know things are not good in our district right now, but we have community partners out there who are willing and understand that our teachers need things. Our teachers need help. Our teachers need support. Our teachers need people behind them. And so to have community partners like Fairbanks Nissan and Sun Dog CrossFit to come in and say, hey, you matter. Let me help you. Our teachers, they're on the clock. Just because they work 8 to 3, let's just use that, doesn't mean that they're not.
Now, hold it. Just hold it right there.
What?
You said the term community partners.
Yes.
What's your program for going out and getting more community partners?
Well, this is actually a really great way of starting that conversation, right?
So exactly.
This started with our Kate Hall, our director of SPED services, and our president, Brandy Hardy. Mm-hmm. And they reached out to Les and were like, hey, they know that Les is big in teacher support and educator support and wants to do things. And so it starts with those conversations, and more community partners are out there, and we know that they are. And so this is our way of starting those conversations and saying, hey, our schools are in need. We're in dire need right now. Mm-hmm. We have things that we cannot control, that we cannot take care of because of what's happening in the government. And it all goes out to the legislators and what's happening there with the funding. If we're not going to get the funding, we need ways to provide something to show support and something that our schools can thrive off of. So if that's a community partner coming in and saying, hey, here's some oil changes, here's some gym memberships.
So this is the first step of the domino.
This is the first step in the domino.
There's actually, so part of the plan here is that we take this data. So I put a time limit on this campaign of 90 days.
Okay.
At the end of those 90 days, I'm going to take the data that we get. We're going to look at how many of these things did we get back, what if any revenue is generated from upsales, how many people actually joined the gym after they had a month of it, how many people decided they wanted to use InBodies to keep track of their health. We're going to take all that data down to the Chamber of Commerce and do a little presentation. And what, I can't say what the results will be. I have a suspicion. And my suspicion is that we're going to be able to say, hey, here's what the campaign cost. Here's how many people we touched. Here's how many new contacts into our business we generated. And supporting our teachers isn't just good community support. It's good business. And here's why you want to join in this campaign. I'm going to put a pitch out to them to create a Chamber of Commerce campaign to support our educators, because I think there's a ton of places where local businesses can be involved with them that make take some of the sting out of, showing the appreciation, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Taking the sting out of our budget situations.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And making people feel feel seen and wanted,
appreciated.
And that was a big thing. Like, I know typically your rate of usage on gift certificates and that sort of thing is anywhere from 3 to 6%, 7%.
Yeah.
So I know out of 300-400 of these things, not everybody's going to go, oh man, I'm using this thing. Mm-hmm. Although I will say that I think we beat that 6% already. But what they do feel is appreciated. I had a lot of people just say, man, thank you. This is awesome. And I, you know, Kate and Brandy both did a great job of saying, thank you so much for being here. You want to know something that really impressed me about Kate Hall? She not only knew the people that she was saying hello to, someone like, man, I'm amazed you even know who I am. She says, yes, I know you. I know your file very well. And she could go back and tell you about their history with the school district. Like, she knew her people, which is always really impressive because, you know, when you work for a large organization, you don't want to feel like a number.
No.
And, man, I gotta believe that there's not a SPED department staff that feels like a number because Kate knows all of them.
Kate's amazing.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. That's if this North Korean equipment that upper management makes me use operates correctly.
Chris is here. It is.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Dog is really well behaved.
Thanks. We took classes at the Alaska Canine Center on Badger Road. It was a game changer for us.
I can tell.
Awesome instructors, classes available 7 days a week, and they offer grooming, a self-wash station, and I even get our pet food there. So they carry Dynamite brand cat and dog food as well.
That sounds awesome. As you can tell, I could use some help, and so could Rex here. Down, boy, down.
We got great rates, both personal and group classes available. Remember, it's the Alaska Canine Center off Badger Road. Find out more online at AlaskaCanineCenter.com.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine. Buried in your yard. Please have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment, and there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights. With your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 12. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows level off around 8 below. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Les Nichols and Melissa Burnett in the purple padded room with me with the North Korean equipment. And we're getting some of the sun dogs in here from the exterior windows that come in.
Yeah.
And
you get blasted.
Yeah, and I have reflections that come in.
So you can't see the screen.
You know,
would you like me to shut your window blinds?
No. it's in your eyes.
I'm good with it.
Okay. You see, when I have upper management in here.
I just want to know why the microphones glow in the dark. You keep saying North Korea.
Oh, well, luckily they're not falling down. You know, yesterday we
usually
had,
they're falling down.
It does. I mean, literally. And she knows it.
It's It's true. These things fall off their... I think we've replaced these little screw things in our microphones like a dozen times, and they still strip out and they still fall. I was in the middle of doing my show on the river the other morning, and it comes... Luckily, I caught it, but I'm like trying to talk through a live segment as I'm like messing with this thing.
We've all done it.
It was ridiculous.
It's part of your job description.
It is part of the job description.
And even
equipment may fail.
Even when we had that earthquake, all these
were wiggly
dorks are out in the hallway talking about, oh, it's an earthquake, and it's an earthquake. I'm on the air. I did not break.
No.
I was kept going.
Hey, we pelted you with Nerf guns one day.
You guys came in
and
shot the crap out of me.
Yeah, and
they were giving me headshots.
Yeah.
And I never broke.
Door live on the air.
I'm just going to tell you as a fellow bald person that, when you got a bald head, that's the first thing they go for.
Yeah.
They get extra points if they get one of those things to stick.
But we also go well on the Lex Luthor side, and we get them back.
It's extra points if you get them right in between the eyes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was,
through a microphone.
And, I made the mistake of bringing in the big guy, Perry Wally.
Yeah. We were getting him too.
Well, during one of those days where Michelle went out and bought nine Nerf guns and all the weapons, and so he's sitting there, and so they got to include him in the fight. Then Glenner comes in and starts hiding behind me. So there's the fight between them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, didn't break. Didn't break.
Live on the air.
And then they go and break Perry Wally's door during the fight. It's all fun someone breaks Perry Wally's door during a Nerf gun fight. And it's what you don't see in this hostile work environment.
It took like 2 weeks for Perry to get the door fixed.
Yeah.
We bent the crap out of it. It was so bad.
We have a rule in our house. You don't play with the doors.
Yeah, and they never gave me a gun during the whole event.
We weren't playing with the door. Somebody fell through it.
Yeah.
The door had nothing to do with it. It was just a bystander. We went through the door. It was great. It was a good day.
But anyway, back to our topics here, schools, and what your two companies are doing, taking the lead.
Well, we hope so, but we're not alone either. I don't know how much you guys pay attention to the radio. I would assume quite a bit, actually.
Not a little bit.
Justin Cowles with Cowles Plumbing and Heating is out there doing another one. Yeah. He's running a campaign to help pay off kids' school lunch accounts.
Yep.
He found out that, teachers, administrators will end up buying lunches for kids that are in kind of the space where they don't have enough money for the lunch accounts, but maybe they're not getting the free and reduced. So their teachers and staff are coming out of pocket. So Justin then is going in and as a part of his promotional deal, paying off kids' lunch accounts.
It's interesting you bring that up. My mom was a school nurse at Lathrop in the 70s, back when there was East and West Lathrop. And my brother Danny told me this story. He was at this event in Arizona, about 8 years ago, and this guy came up to him and thanked him profusely on my mom. He was sent to the nurse's office, and my mom did an examination of him. My mom was a nurse. And then she put a note into the food department at Lathrop, and she bought his lunch from then on out. Realized he was starving to death.
Yeah,
And he didn't. And, basically, and so he remembered that, and, my mom never brought it up.
Yeah.
But teachers have always and still do that. So Godspeed to Cowles Plumbing and Heating.
They're doing a great job. Another one, Chase Edstrom, he came up with his own scholarship program for local students.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stirred Up. They've been making donations. And again, I'm not familiar with that program, but I know that they've been committed to donating as well. So there's a lot of these companies that are finding ways in to help support on some level, and that's what I think is important for businesses to think about, is it's not that you have to come out with a massive donation.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you have to come up with something that makes a small impact, because, there's a lot of businesses in Fairbanks. There's not that many schools. Unless you've got to walk all of them in 2 days, then it feels
There's a lot of schools, but there's not a lot of schools.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities that businesses could make a difference for our staff and our kids.
Especially right now, in a time where the district is having a hard time even just paying our own bills, right? Yeah. Keeping our heat on, keeping the electric on, keeping things in working, running order. We've got a massive budget deficit that, you know, come Monday, Tuesday, we're going to finally settle and we're going to send it off to the state and approve our budget. And it's, things are very difficult right now. And we just want teachers to feel like, hey, you, we do care.
You're sending off a budget to the state.
Yeah.
What's your deficit projected out there you're going to send off to the state?
$29 million. That's what it is. It's not a good one. And even with all the assumptions that we are making for funding next year, it still leaves us $16 million in debt. And so we're really hopeful for this SB 140, but we're very close to veto day, and I've not seen much good news coming out of Juneau.
I was listening to that this morning, and I've been, like I said, in Juneau the last couple of weeks working on something for the auto dealers. And it's interesting. I mean, everybody's very focused on it. I will say that it seems to me that everybody is in agreement that there needs to be an increase in funding.
Yep.
But that bill is particularly problematic because it's such a popular thing. Everybody's trying to throw in every trash bill that they couldn't get through before.
Oh, yeah.
Hook it in, tie it, hitch it to that.
It's become
that
a pond.
Oh, yeah. It's been horrible. So, of course,
a continuing resolution of funding.
There's a lot of things. It started as an internet bill for rural villages and schools.
Yeah.
And it turned into BSA, transportation, teacher stipends. There's so much that has been thrown.
You know, and listening to the governor's office, they're, you know, they've put out a big message that I don't know if it gets enough play or not, that they want to see an increase in performance, right? They want to see this tied to results and outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I understand that. It's important to know what you're, when you pay for something or pay more for something, you want to know what you're getting. But I think it's also super important to note that the district has not had an increase in funding in a long time. And although, yeah, there was COVID money and that sort of thing, that COVID money had to offset the lack of students that were attending for mm-hmm. obvious reasons, right? So I can tell you that if I had to operate my business today off of the budget and revenues that I had pre-COVID,
it
doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I would tell everybody that's of that mind that, yeah, we need great performance indicators. We need increases. Yes, I understand that things need to get better. But you don't get better results unless we have something else change. And this money doesn't do that. It just catches them up on the inflation that's happened.
And it doesn't even do that, because they're looking at only $680. And I know people hate to hear this number because they don't think it makes sense, but that $1,413 number that came out of Anchorage and the Alaska Association of School Boards, that number is just the inflation tied with the BSA for just what has not been covered. And I understand that's never going to happen. The 680 doesn't get us out of the water, it helps.
This is what I call the triple axe murder.
Yeah.
And you take a look at your $29 million.
Yeah.
Look at all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for, if not more, Anchorage, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in competition with them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you've lost students here locally.
Yep.
Well, and that's really the tough thing. Again, we were talking a little bit before the show about population decline, decline of the workforce. And as we look for people to fill the teacher seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first rule is don't lose people you can't afford to replace. Second rule is you got to get people in those seats. But in order for you to fully staff any business right now, you have to do a better job of recruiting than anybody else on the planet, because everyone is having these issues, right? This worker shortage affects everybody, and you can't wait because it's going to get better. It's not going to get better because there are not more people moving into the industry or any particular industry at a rate that's sufficient to fill the open vacancies. So it's also really important that we look towards changes in our system and changes in the technology that we use to get the job done. And which I think is why a lot of people are actually looking at homeschool as an option, because it gives them a little more control over everything. You know, there's a massive teacher efficiency to the number of students that they have to work with in that setting. I think that there probably needs to be some examination about how much more we need to put into promoting our homeschool program through the district to really move forward with a long-term solution, because waiting for more teachers isn't going to get it. Obviously, funding isn't coming at a rate that really makes us feel comfortable. It's a challenge. It's a huge challenge.
Very much so. Now, Melissa?
Yeah.
What's our bumper music?
I don't know what it is today.
I know. I can tell.
But I'm looking at your face, so it must be a Glenn song.
It's the Doors.
Oh, maybe this was me. This was probably me. Yeah, I like the Doors.
It could have gone both ways.
Yeah, that could have gone both ways.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, have some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Trying to force a sale of TikTok to a non-Chinese company, passing with bipartisan support. It heads to the Senate next. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher defending the bill on the Fox News channel.
TikTok has become the news platform for young Americans. We have to question whether it is wise to have our foremost adversary dictate what news and information young Americans get. The potential for propaganda abuse is simply too great.
The bill would ban TikTok from U.S. app stores unless ByteDance sells the app to an American company. President Biden announcing yesterday the United States making another $300 million worth of weapons available for Ukraine. Representative Nancy Pelosi urging House Republicans to pass legislation supplying military aid.
Putin must be defeated. We can defeat him by asking the speaker, give us a vote now.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska legislature yesterday rejected 8 of 12 executive orders issued by Governor Mike Dunleavy earlier this year in a rebuke of the governor's broad use of executive power. ADN reports most of the orders sought to eliminate a variety of public oversight boards and transfer powers to members of the governor's administration. The governor said in statements attached to many of the orders that they were needed in the interest of efficient administration. Lawmakers' action come as they face down an ultimatum issued by Dunleavy, who has threatened he will veto a broad education funding bill passed by lawmakers unless they pass some of his education priorities by the end of the day tomorrow. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican who opposed most of the governor's orders, said the legislature has never before considered overturning so many executive orders in a single session. Dunleavy's 12 executive orders accounted for almost 10% of all the executive orders issued by governors since statehood. In response to the joint session, Jeff Turner, a spokesperson for the governor's office, said through a prepared statement that the purpose of the executive orders was to check the growth of government and improve efficiency.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Alaska faces a recruitment and retention crisis among frontline public employees, putting at risk basic services like law enforcement, firefighters, snowplow drivers, and teachers. To help fix this crisis, we need to pass a modest pension that will help keep vital public employees in our state and on the job working for us. Act now. Tell your legislator that a vote for a modest pension is a vote for Alaska's future.
Paid for by the Alaska Public Pension Coalition with support from the Alaska AFL-CIO 3333 Denali Street, Anchorage 99503.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers, plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top quality job, fixing it all at a reasonable price. Well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
I've worked in Alaska for a long time, and Denali Industrial Supply has been my go-to source for all my nuts, bolts, washers, screws, tools, and more. I know these folks, and they know what I need for my project to stay on track. No matter what your project is, let Denali Industrial Supply be your first and last stop for all your job site needs. It costs me money to have my workers waiting in line, and I know when we go to Denali Industrial Supply, they'll get us out the door and back to work fast. And if you can't make it in, give them a ring at 907-452-4524. Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Les Nichols and Melissa Burnett, otherwise known as
Rock Candy,
in the studio here with me. And why do I call you Rock Candy?
I'm hot, sticky, sweet, baby.
And what song is it named after?
Montrose Rock
That's
Candy.
Right, the original. You're the OG.
Yes, I'm the OG.
Man, I want a nickname, but I'm afraid what it would be.
Yeah, you know, I know what
I
it would
think,
be.
I don't think you can use that language on the radio.
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
What's your, my other name for you?
Hot Brown.
Food.
Food. Depends on what mode I'm in. If I'm like, yeah.
If she's in school board mood, she's Hot Brown.
Yeah.
If she's not in school board mood, she's
Rock Candy. And Hot Brown is usually because I get mad about something.
And you even have it as a moniker.
I do.
On the radio. Yeah. On KFAR. I mean, not KFAR, on the river now.
Yeah. Yep. I got my liners that say she's hot, sticky, and sweet. Yeah. She's Rock Candy. Heck yeah. I use that to the fullest. It's amazing. I may throw one in there that says something like, she's Rock Candy or is she Hot Brown?
Now, Les, the way she got this name, I was up on near the top of Farmer's Loop. It was like December a couple years ago. And I'm in the process of selling this home. And I come down the driveway and I'm listening to her radio show. And here's the song Rock Candy by Montrose.
Love that song.
And I go, that's Melissa. So before I'm out of the driveway, I'm calling her up. I got a name for you.
Yeah. Yep. And it stuck. I love it.
I know. My goodness. But you're doing a very wonderful treat to the educators of our school system. Go through it again for everyone, please.
So we got a call from Kate Hall and Brandy Hardy at the school district asking for some help doing an appreciation package for the special educators in the school district. And so, you know, wrapped our heads around it for a while and figured out, you know, how can we do something that's meaningful and doesn't break the bank at the same time. So we put together a whole bunch of gift certificates. So we donated in total $128,000 worth of gift certificates from Fairbanks Nissan and Sundog CrossFit. And it's oil changes, it is month-long memberships, it's in-body body composition scans. And then we got a chance to walk around and hand them out with everybody. And that was a good time. And it was great just to see how happy people were to be noticed, for someone to say thank you. And again, we'll take all this data and bring it to the Chamber of Commerce as part of an educator support campaign. If you're a fan of our military, which, you know, this is Fairbanks. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing here. We do a great job as a community of supporting our military.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're appreciated. I think they're well received. And I think, you know, I've heard a lot from a lot of our service members that this is one of the most supportive duty stations they've ever been in. And I look at that and I feel like we can create that same air of support around our educators without doing anything super crazy. I think it's actually pretty easy. And so I'm hoping to use the results from this campaign to encourage our local businesses to jump in with that. And again, there's other great businesses that are doing it, like Calis Plumbing and Heating, Edstrom Construction, Stir It Up. And I know there's some other ones out there, so don't get mad at me.
So I also want to bring up, this isn't the first time that Les has also jumped in to help our district and to mm-hmm. help our educators and to help our students. Back in July, Les helped as well with the Jumpstart Music Program that we have founded in our school district, which we are continuing on, that has brought music back to our schools and has allowed us to make an investment into our music programs as well, which is that's something that was cut out years ago. Especially for our elementary students. Mm-hmm. We cut band and we cut orchestra and we cut all the things that parents are like, hey, wait a second, what are you doing? And so Les was also instrumental as one of our community partners to jump in and get the Jumpstart camp going and get music back in our schools. And now this year, we've made a $50,000 investment into music in our schools so that we can have those elementary music programs back. So, you know, community partners are so important, and there's so many ways to help our students and help get things right for educators, for students, and to just show that our community stands behind our schools, even through a difficult thing that we're going through right now with our budgeting.
Yeah, you know,
in that program, I got to say it was really cool. So it lines up with kind of family history. So my grandfather was Bill Stroker for a long time, Fairbanks, and you probably know that name. And if you knew
him well,
if you knew my grandpa Bill, you knew he was an incredible jazz musician. He was a trumpet player. Music was a big part of his life. And he supported the music camps at the university for a long time. And, I mean, you talk about an incredible guy. When I go to events and fundraisers for things, I feel like I'm chasing my grandpa because his name for his foundation is everywhere. And so when this came up, I said, well, you know, I can start chasing grandpa on this line as well. Aaron Genoso came out and said, hey, we're trying to do this. Would you help? And, you know, we kind of came up with a game plan on how to get it funded. And she did a lot of legwork. She was, man, talk about fantastic. But I'll tell you what was really cool, because we get businesses get hit up all the time for sponsorships. And it's, you know, you got to try and weed through, you know, and you hope that there's some recognition by the people you sponsor. So when they need services in your business, they come see you. Usually doesn't work that way, but you hope. And then you just do it because you want to help, right? So this came out, and you give the sponsorship, and normally you don't hear much back. But, man, the stuff we got back from that camp was fantastic. They sent us videos of, here's what your donation created. This is what this donation did. That camp was fantastic. So I used to run I was a principal of a performing arts charter school. And so I'm very familiar with music programs. We had a dynamite music teacher when back in that time. He had a PhD in music compositions. We put on rock concerts. It was fantastic. So connecting music and education is huge, because it's something, anytime you want to do a good job of selling an idea, you speak in terms of what's important to the other person. And music teaches math. It teaches rhythm. It teaches and it builds a reason to learn things, right? So it's a great way to connect with the kids and keep them engaged. What you find is that kids don't come to school because they're excited about English. They come to school because they're excited about the electives.
Yep.
And then they stay for English and math and science and all those other things that they got to do.
Yep.
So this program, I was just super excited that it was such a success. And being able to see what they did, that was the best thank you card I think we've ever gotten for a donation.
We just had a massive presentation a couple school board meetings ago about the Jumpstart program and music in our schools. And really, truly, Aaron Genoso, just one of the most top-notch people we have in our district right now, right? She is all about educators and our students and just making sure that everybody is supported. And she came with this and teamed up with, again, our president, Brandy Hardy, who has done so many great things as well when it comes to this, right? And then teamed up with Les and other community partners. And we now are offering programs and instruments, and it's amazing.
What is so incredible actually about this is, if you look at it, there's always a fight on not funding, but what you're going to fund or what's the most important.
Always.
And what you've done is you've taken a program now and created funding's off the side. We don't care about that. This is outside of the funding, and we're showing appreciation to the educators from the businesses and those who can do it. There is no fight over what is the priority of funding here.
Well, and that's just it, right? So we put our proposed budget out there, and forgive me if you didn't want this out there, but it's going to be out there.
Oh.
We put our
meet Rock Candy.
Yeah, Meet Rock Candy is what's about to go down. So we put our proposed budget out there. The admin gave our proposed budget. We made this $50,000 investment into music, right? Because this was such a success, and we realized
it was measurable.
Yeah, it was measurable, and this is an investment that we need to make. And so we were like, okay, we're in a budget deficit, but we are going to take $50,000 and we are going to make this investment. Les goes, why are you doing that? We, as a community partner, this is taken care of.
Yeah.
We've got this. Take that $50,000 and do it somewhere else where you need that money, where I get goosebumps just thinking about that kind of thing, because he doesn't have any reason to do this.
Yeah.
No reason whatsoever.
But he did.
Yeah. And he is. And so it's just, you know, it's just that conversation starter. Cal's Heating, like he mentioned, stir it up, all these people.
Successful people do things they don't want to do.
Right.
When they don't want to do it.
Right. For the benefit of others.
Yep.
Well, and, you know, just to talk about the value, because a lot of people, when you look at a budget crisis like this and you look at where our scores are academically, there's always a conversation of go back to the basics, which I agree with. Reading, writing, math, right? Then you get your science and your social studies in there. That foundation is really, that's what you have, the kids have to understand to be successful. Once they have those tools, they can do anything they want. However, again, you're not talking about the things that are the extrinsic or create intrinsic motivation with the kids. The things that really drive a love of school are the electives.
Yeah.
And look at it from a business side too. When you have a guy that can read and write, but he's never bothered to be exposed to any of the artistic applications, you end up with a kid that can write you a great technical manual, but's never read Shakespeare and doesn't understand a masterpiece.
Yep.
And when you want somebody in the business world, you have to sell. And selling is about art. It's 100% about art. You know, one phrase said, sell the sizzle, not the steak. So without things like art, music, dance, you lose this ability to connect kids to the why of their education. You kind of take a lot of the joy out of it. Now, a great teacher can make it happen anyway. But again, that's a lot of pressure to put on a teacher. It's a lot easier when you can connect cross-curriculum, a topic in one of their electives back to science. You know, you can do that with shop. You can do that with house wiring. You can do that with, you know, I'm just thinking about things that I took when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Those programs are important. But again, fundamentally, we got to make sure that we're doing a good job of the basics so that we get kids that can join the workforce. And,
yep.
But they got to have a sense of art.
Got to have it. And because of community partners, we now do.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Driftmeyer with McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. We all know that Alaska is a place of great adventure, but unfortunately, sometimes these adventures can lead to accidents. If you or a loved one suffers a sprain, broken bone, or even throw out your back or neck, come into McKinley Orthopedics Urgent Care Walk-In Clinic. Our team of 9 providers, all trained in orthopedics and sports medicine, will help get you back to your adventure in no time. Save yourself the time and money of an emergency room visit and come see us on Geist Road. Our orthopedic urgent care requires no appointment, and we are open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. McKinleyOrtho.com.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Dearest mother, I am learning so much these past few months. Of course, I've been eating dinners at Brewster's. The value and the taste of the food is great for my hard-earned money. I've recently ordered a New York steak. It was char-broiled. I have never had a better meal. They even included a salad that was very fresh. I also tried something called amber dipping sauce. Mother, it was delicious. I have located very few restaurants that are open on a Sunday evening. And as always, Brewster's is a pleasant surprise. Your beloved son, Henry.
Keep the wheels turning.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm doing the Six Robleys jingle.
Dude, no, stop doing that. Leave it to the pros.
Oh, you mean the pros at Six Robleys? Because when it comes to trailer parts and heavy truck parts, even RV parts, Six Robleys are the pros.
Well, I was talking about the singing, but yeah, sure.
Well, it does make more sense.
Six Robleys, we keep the wheels turning.
I thought I did pretty good.
KFAR, weather.
Cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of snow. Highs around 12, westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 8 below. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Les Nichols and Melissa Burnett. She's had her hot brown hat on a lot here.
I have.
Because it's school, and yeah. it's a program that Les has initiated for giving educators a thoughtful present from the business community of Fairbanks.
Yep.
Les, how did you go about putting this together in your mind? What was the concept? How did it come out?
So you want to look at something, you know, the target of this was to create a gift that showed appreciation. You always joke that when all you have is a hammer, you tend to treat all your problems as if they were a nail. So I have a car dealership. What are you going to do with that? You know, so what is something that I can give from a car dealership that makes everybody feel appreciated? Well, the obvious answer is a car. Everybody gets a free car. We'll just Oprah Winfrey the thing, right? Well, you know, that puts you bank
car.
That puts you bankrupt really quick. So we had to go down to something that we could give that created a sustainable relationship. And so we went with the good old steady oil change. So
Service side,
yeah. We dropped off 450 certificates for oil changes, so about $45,000 in oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with Sundog CrossFit. We put together a package with a bunch of memberships, and you know, it works very well. You know, if these people come in and they find it of use, then hopefully we've gained another customer. At the very least, they got a chance to do something or have their car serviced and not have to come out of pocket for it. So it's not, you know, you take a small thing and you do it 450 times and it can get expensive really quick. So all things said and done, it was about $128,000 worth of gift certificates between the two organizations.
So, wow.
And we've enjoyed the feedback, you know, as we gave them out. There's definitely a sense of appreciation. The staff felt seen.
As a business owner, do you think you'll get residuals out of it, permanent clients or repeat clients?
I think so, and I think that I hope so, because that's one of the things that you use to help encourage other businesses mm-hmm. to jump in, is that when you have a business that supports you, their ability to do so comes from you supporting them.
And you said you're going to do an analysis of this and present it.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to do a count of the number of certificates that we brought back. We're going to look at how many new customers we started relationships with. We're going to look at, you know, okay, some people tried on the gym. How many people stayed? And we'll take the cost of the whole campaign and we'll make a list of the promotional activities we were able to do and then share that with the rest of the business community so that they can see that supporting our educators isn't just a good thing to do, it's a good business.
So as a business, on the business side, you're looking at a product you can give out for free
mm-hmm.
and get a permanent or a repeat client out of it for a period of time.
Right, right.
And make that gamble. But it's a calculator on your part.
Absolutely.
You don't do anything offhand without an end zone goal available in your view.
Right, and that's the thing. So when I looked at the number, the total dollar amount, I go, $128,000.
Oh,
my God. How is that? And then I started looking at how it works, and I'm going, well, you got to consider how many people actually use those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know not everybody's going to use them. You usually see 6-8% return on that kind of thing, meaning that's how many people come in with a certificate. The rest of people don't come in with it. For what it's worth, so far, we're well over that 6-8% already. 6-8, not 68. But what's really cool about it is that you know that it's not going to cost you the total value of all those things, but 100% of the people that got it felt appreciated. So we accomplished a mission of making our special educators in Fairbanks feel appreciated, feel seen, and there's going to be a number of them, and I don't know what that number is yet. We're going to calculate that over the next 90 days, who take advantage of those offers and, you know, either start something with their health as far as the gym goes, or they get an oil change that, you know, we told them, we understand that you're working during shop hours. Call us. We'll come get it, do it, and bring it back to you so you don't have to worry about it. And so we hope that in that process, we get their next oil change.
Even give them the valet service.
Well, sure. And, you know, the good thing about that,
too. Part of that. They're taking into consideration the needs of a teacher so much or an educator so much. They realize, they understand, you don't get to leave.
Yeah. Teachers are working till like 5 or 6,
so,
7.
So we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is present the slip.
Well,
and we have it. We gotcha.
Well, and what this does is it not only provides the service and gives something back, right? But this is also, radio and advertising goes hand in hand with this, right? So this is like a word of mouth campaign as well. Mm-hmm. So we just provided these to the SPED teacher. So now that educator is going to go to maybe their friends and be like, look at what I just got. Look at what I just did. Look at what happened. Now their friends, maybe they'll go to Fairbanks Nissan and get theirs done. So this is like a circle of business that'll come to him mm-hmm. out of something good. So sure, you don't ever put anything out there without getting something in return, right? But this is a great return because it's helping your business and it's helping the district.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Les Nichols and Melissa Burnett. Your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, I bought cars from Les. Great guy, great dealership. I'm really, I went back there after my car wreck to buy a second car from him. And he was honest enough to say, I'm not going to sell you that because it's not proven with me yet. It's brand new on the market, blah, blah, blah. That's a big deal when a salesman tells you that. But that ain't why I called. I'm calling because I work with those special ed kids and stuff, and those teachers do not get enough credit. I'm just a bus driver. I only handle the special ed kids afterwards. But these teachers care so much about these kids. And if you don't go to the school and see them, you have no idea how much these teachers put in.
Amen.
I'm not saying that they're the saints of all time. That's not what I'm saying. And I always get flack from my friends because they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. But I appreciate our teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And
how can you not appreciate a teacher?
I know, but the special ed teachers catch a lot from these kids that they don't know they're giving them such a hard time. So I just wanted to call in and say that. What a great bunch of teachers we do have. Do we have a budget problem? Absolutely. And it's a shame that we can't just set money directly aside for that only. Not to go into the general fund and hopefully come back out and all that crap.
Yep.
But anyway, I spoke my piece. Thank you, guys, and thank you for doing these programs. I love it.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks. Thank you for being a bus driver.
Rick, you have a great day, buddy. Appreciate it. You take care.
So I want to jump in on his comment about how special the sped teachers are. They go through a lot of additional training on how to how to be aware of a specific disability, not just learning disability, but disabilities in general.
Mm-hmm.
They learn how to accommodate. They go to a ton of extra meetings to help develop individualized education plans. And I will tell you, so one of my mentors when I was working in education was a special ed teacher. She was the most fantastic teacher I've ever worked with. And what I really appreciate about them is they understand how to accommodate, not just for kids with disabilities, but for kids that are struggling because of any other reason. They understand how to take material and put it into, explain it in a different way. How to make, if you're a tactile learner, they can say, well, let's make this exercise tactile. Let's bring this in. You know, I'll give an example. In our school, our special educator really liked to use sign language in the classroom. If you take a kid that's very tactile and they're not the ones that are going to remember their spelling words just by looking at them, sign language is a great way to take that language and put it in their hands. How do you spell this word? It becomes a rhythm in their hands that they feel through their body. I mean, again, they're not just great special educators. What they learn in special education makes them amazing educators.
Yes.
Very true. Very true. Melissa, we got about 2 minutes here. We'll give you the first minute to end. Hot brown.
I just want to put it out there. We have our last two meetings with the approval of our budget coming on Tuesday. And so if anybody out there would like to talk to the district, you can always reach me, melissa.burnett@k12northstar.org. You can reach me there. My phone number is on the district website. You're also welcome to call me. If you have questions, I'm willing to talk to you. Come to our meeting on Monday and Tuesday. Testify. We've got a lot of things we've got to get lined out and get approved, and we got to send a budget off. And that will, unfortunately, consist of some school closures. And so it's super important that people out there are aware of what's going on, and that if you need to contact us, you do. So again, please, my email, melissa.burnett@k12northstar.org. You can get my phone number on the website. Call me, email me. I'm here. It's a very contentious budget season, and we all understand that, and none of us woke up one day going, this is what we want to do. So if you've got something to say, let us hear you. And you can email the whole school board as well. All of that information's on our website, k12northstar.org. So that's my minute.
Les Nichols.
I just want to throw some support behind.
That was a minute and a half, too.
Man, 30 seconds. Ooh, I got to hurry. Yep. I just want to throw some support behind our school board members and the administration. They're in a tough spot. And I know these decisions, you know, every time we say we need to close a school, we rightly as a community should go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. But there is a silver lining to some of this. So please give them some slack, give them some support, ask questions before you go on the offense with them.
Thank you very much for the show, gentlemen and Melissa. You guys have a great Wednesday.
660 AM Fairbanks, K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.